March 24, 1922. With their acts, the souls who live in the divine will substitute for the multiplication of the sacramental life of Jesus. Continuing in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus, on coming, told me, "My daughter, as the soul emits her acts in my will, she multiplies my life. So, if she does 10 acts in my will, she multiplies me 10 times. If she does 20, 100, 1,000 and more acts, as many times do I remain multiplied. It happens as in the sacramental consecration, as many hosts as they place, so many times I remain multiplied. The difference which exists is that in the sacramental consecration I need the hosts in order to multiply myself, and the priest who consecrates me. While in my will, in order to be multiplied, I need the acts of the creature in which my will consecrates me and encloses me more than in a living host, not a dead one, like those hosts before my consecration. So I am multiplied in each one of her acts done in my will. Therefore, my love has its complete outpouring with the souls who do my will and live in my volition. These are the ones who always compensate, not only for all the acts the creatures owe me, but for my very sacramental life. How many times my sacramental life remains obstructed in the few hosts in which I remain consecrated, because few are the communicants. Other times there are no priests to consecrate me. And not only is my sacramental life not multiplied as much as I would like, but it remains without existence. Oh, how my love suffers! I would like to multiply my life every day into as many hosts for as many existing creatures, and give myself to them. But I wait in vain. My will remains without effect. However, all I have decided will have its fulfillment. So I take another way, and I multiply myself in every living act of creature done in my will, to have them substitute for the multiplication of my sacramental life. Ah, yes. Only the souls who live in my will substitute for all the communions that creatures do not do, for all the consecrations that priests do not do. In them I will find everything, even the multiplication of my sacramental life. Therefore, I repeat to you, your mission is great. I could not choose you for a higher, more noble, sublime and divine mission. There is nothing that I will not centralize in you, even the multiplication of my own life. I will make new prodigies of grace, never done before. So, I beg you, be attentive. Be faithful to me. Let my will always have life in you. And I will find in you, in my own will, the work of creation as fully completed, with my full rights, and everything I want.